Hey, did you ever believe in the doctrine of eternal torment?
No.
Really?
No. I don't remember ever believing in eternal torment. I do remember fearing as a teen that I might be somehow separated. I remember in a dream I was crying out to God and he couldn't hear my voice. It was as if just darkness was around and I couldn't contact him or get in touch with them. But as far as fire or pain or anything harsh like that, no, I could never see God doing that.
So you were raised in the truth.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have that advantage. I mean, I was raised by godly parents, but I grew up in the Catholic Church, of course, and I always believed in eternal torment. I just thought that everybody believed in it. I mean, it's obviously in the scriptures. What a great day when I found out that it wasn't in the scriptures.
Let me ask you now, what is standing in your way of believing that Jesus Christ truly is greater than Adam, that the cross truly was greater than eating a piece of fruit, that the consequences of Jesus' work outweigh the consequences of Adam's? What's standing in your way? This, the doctrine of eternal torment. If eternal torment is true, then what I have just told you cannot be true. Romans 11:36 cannot be true, because not everything will have returned to God. Colossians 1:20 cannot be true if eternal torment is true, because the cross will have failed to have brought everyone back. If eternal torment is true, then Romans 5:18 and 19 cannot be true, because one man condemns all and the other man does not save all. If eternal torment is true, 1 Corinthians 15, 21-22 cannot be true. Have you wondered about this? Has this ever clashed in your mind? This week, from tonight through Friday, we are going to prove in the Scriptures, mind you, in the Word of God, that eternal torment is a false doctrine. I'll go further. It is a demonic doctrine. It is a doctrine of demons. The Christian church holding this God-defiling doctrine is apostate. Do you know what apostate means? To fall from the faith. The world cannot fall from faith. We know that there is a great apostasy that was prophesied. The world cannot apostatize because they have never stood. The word apostasy in the Greek means from stand. It means to once have been standing and to fall away. Only the church can do that. She is there.